Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Justin Fields will get his first career start for the Chicago Bears. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Are they going to put him in a position to be successful? We'll answer that in a minute. Live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Listen to Bears head coach Matt Nagy yesterday discussing his quarterback situation as Andy Dalton was ruled out and Fields was named the starter, at least for now.
We're not expecting him to practice today or to have him available this week, so he'll be week to week. Justin's going to be our starter, and his prep starts right now. It's a great opportunity for Justin and for all of us as a staff to be able to take this thing and see where he goes with this. You know, when Andy is healthy, our plan continues for him to be the starter.
All right. By the way, Bruce Arians joins us at 8:10 a.m. Eastern here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Key. You talked about the idea, first of all, of teams putting their arms around their young quarterbacks, and the ones who do it bring them along, and the ones who don't, they just wind up getting another new quarterback in a couple of years.
Or a new coach.
Right. And the idea of scheme needing to change for Justin Fields, because he's not Andy Dalton, what does the scheme need to be for Fields to be successful on
Sunday?
It
doesn't need to change. He just needs to add some principles in his offensive package that will allow Justin Fields to do some off-schedule things if he needs to. The offense isn't going to change. What they will do is take out the things that Justin does extremely well out of their playbook and implement them in their own game plan and leave the stuff that Andy Dalton did well out. That's just what it is. People think because you all of a sudden move from one quarterback to the next that the playbook is gone and they're going to start designing a whole bunch of new stuff. No, and that's not – they don't do that. They're going to run what they run, but along the way, they are going to have, you know, 10, 20 plays out of 200 plays that they can go to at any given moment and know that they can have success with Justin Fields that they may have not had with Andy Dalton.
It's hard for a rookie at quarterback to have success. Mac Jones is like in the perfect situation, and it's not like he's lighting up the scoreboard. He's managing the game. Zach Wilson's not looking good. Trevor Lawrence is not looking good. No offensive lines. Trey Lance isn't playing yet. Not really. Justin Fields has one of the worst offensive lines in the game, Key.
Yeah, but he may make the offensive line better because of his style. So the offensive line may be a little bit better, or at least look better in the situations that they put in because they block it for a different type of player.
So I said this in hour one. Cole Kmet, I was reading an article by him, and he was saying, you know, backyard football is something that everybody on the Bears has to prepare for because of his ability to scramble and because of Justin Fields' ability to make plays out of nothing, that you have to always be thinking about how do you make yourself available to a player like this. And I think that element – why are you shaking your head, Key?
I'm shaking my head because that's so hard for a receiver.
To do.
That's why I'm just like, but this is hard.
But isn't that – that's something that's – you know,
it has to be hard for – you're playing with a rookie. The receivers are going to have to do a little extra.
No, just in general,
right?
It's hard to play with Kyler Murray. Uh-huh. It's hard. They run around. You got to stay – like Jay just referenced the article that he was reading, that you have to stay working – all the time. There can't be any brother-in-law and hanging out over on the side, chopping it up with the DBs when the quarterback is running around. So you've got to be ready to go.
So what adjustments, if you're an Allen Robinson, what adjustments do you have to make in this game with Justin Fields that you didn't have to make with Andy Dalton?
It's just a mental, that's all. It's just a mental adjustment.
Like
I know that I have to stay moving all the time. I can't just assume the play is dead. Because at any moment, this dude might just Houdini it and come out of a pocket. When you slow down, you look up, and he running towards you. You know, and that happens with these style quarterbacks because they can extend the plays on off-schedule plays. This is the reason Kyler Murray is so dangerous in Arizona, is because when he breaks the containment, which is the edges, once he breaks that containment, all bets are off. Ain't no telling what he might do.
Does your conditioning have to be different too?
No.
I know they're well conditioned, but I go back to this place though. Like, if you're used to playing in one style or system, and then all of a sudden somebody else brings different capabilities to the table that require you to work and move more,
yeah.
Like, your conditioning does have to be a different level.
They condition
your mental
ridiculous.
Condition.
It becomes a mental situation because they're well conditioned, fair. Unless their training staff is just not good. But what you have to do, Jay, for instance, if I'm running a route, and I'm running an 18-yard comeback, which is pushing up and coming back to the sideline, yeah. 18 yards. And all of a sudden, I put my foot in the ground, and that ball is not out when I hit 16. So when I snap my head around to look and that ball ain't on me, now what am I going to do? Am I just going to stand there because he didn't deliver the ball in sync and on time? Or am I now going to work to get open because he still has the ball in his hand? Well, I'm going to work to get open. We're going to play scramble drill. We're going to do whatever we need to do. And that's hard on the receiver.
What about, Key, the fact that he is buying more time? Like, the more time there is, the more ability for a receiver to get open, right?
Well, it's not the ability for you to get open. It's the ability to have a second shot at getting open.
Okay.
Because of the first time around, you're dead if he's running around. You ran your route, he pulls it down, he's running. Now, you just need to be mindful of, he's running around. Let me stay working and get open. Let me not stand here, as I said before, and hold a conversation with the DB that I went to high school with.
Right.
Because if I do that and he's running and I'm not doing my job, it's going to be all bad. So if you ever notice the off-schedule plays, the Lamar Jacksons, the Cam Newtons, the Russell Wilsons, the Kyler Murrays, those guys have a tremendous amount of off-schedule plays because they can extend the play. Therefore, people like Hollywood Brown breaks open into the free, and you sit there and you go, well, why aren't they covering him? Well, because they let up. The defenders let up because they saw Justin Fields getting ready to run around. So they went to pursue and forgot about their dude. And he's just running down the field butt naked by himself.
It's kind of like Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors, that continuity offense, man. Like, after a while, you stay down in a defensive stance, but you lose track of him because he's always moving.
And meantime, Aaron Rodgers brought this up a couple weeks ago. You know, once upon a time, backyard football and everything, you could make a lot of spectacular plays and also turn the ball over a lot, like Brett Favre. Rodgers came along, and then all of a sudden the league was like, okay, you can do all those things, and we don't want you to turn the ball over, like single-digit turnovers while you're playing that kind of style. Mahomes is the best at that, Mahomes and Rodgers, ever. Can Justin Fields play that style and still take care of the ball, Key, as a rookie behind a bad O-line?
Well, see, Aaron Rodgers, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. They really don't play backyard style. And Brett Favre didn't either. He just was a gunslinger. He just decided to punch and go. Backyard is what we saw Lamar Jackson do. Fake the run, had me think, oh, he get ready to break. This dude just threw the ball. So that's backyard. The stuff that Justin Fields, off-schedule plays become backyard. And he can do that because typically an off-schedule
play. You don't
think
Mahomes and Rodgers play backyard?
Nah. They kind of stay within what they do because the ball comes out quick, but they can do things on off-schedule plays as well.
Uh-huh.
But his off-schedule plays,
it's not essential to their game. It's just an addition.
His game and his off-schedule plays that he going to make, the receivers got to stay working. And you asked about the turnovers and things of the nature. You typically don't turn the ball over on off-schedule plays unless you're throwing the ball back across your body into the middle of the damn field.
Right.
That becomes a young person's mistake. When you see him do that, that's because he's young. Veteran players like Aaron Rodgers, he only does it if it's wide open.
But
Patrick Mahomes only does it because he know he can get it there.
You also want to see with Fields, though, how he adapts after those mistakes happen, how quickly he can then bounce back and
that's
not make that
point.
Same mistake twice.
That's a great
right?
point. Mistakes are going to happen,
exactly.
Especially to young players. How do they respond? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. Dolphins will be without their starting quarterback this Sunday, so we'll bring out the panic meter and tell you if it's to the max for Tua.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Quarterback change in Miami due to injury as Tua's hurt again. Here is head coach Brian Flores yesterday.
You know, I said on Monday that we're going to run some more tests. We ran those tests. Tua is, he'll be out this week. He has fractured ribs. So obviously he's in a lot of pain. So he'll be out this week. Jacoby will start. And we're just going to take it week to week, really, you know, let's call it day to day and week to week. But he'll be out this week. Just kind of want to, you know, put that out there right now.
Yes, he will be out this week and week to week. But let me not say week to week. Let me just change it to day to day. Just in case Jacoby Brissett decides that he wants to play well like he did at Indy at times, and now it's going to be a quarterback controversy on whether or not Jacoby Brissett should be the guy or Tua.
That's where I'm going. Let's play to the max, key 050 or to the max. Where's your panic meter for Tua for the rest of this season?
It was 050 to the max. I'm going to go 50, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to stay right there in the middle 50 because it's going to be hard to come back off rib injury into a bad offensive line that's not protecting you all that well for a young quarterback who's had a number of injuries dating all the way back to college to now this latest incident with the barbecue ribs. Jacoby Brissett, as you know, Jay, has taken over a veteran guy that was in New England, went to Indy, was going to be their franchise quarterback until things didn't go the way that they envisioned, but he still played okay. He gives Miami probably, in my opinion, the best chance to win.
I'm shocked, brother, that you said 50. I'm going max. I mean, because now I'm sitting there thinking as somebody who's assessing talent, you went through your injury at Alabama, now you have a rib injury. Like, how injury prone are you? And I don't care what anybody says, the looming thought of Deshaun Watson, I know there's a lot of things still to be figured out. I know it will be Jacoby Brissett's ball. It will be his team moving forward until Tua comes back. But now that's something you're starting to question because it's following Tua, Max.
I am to the max on this. Here's my thing, guys.
Look at that. Look at his injury
history.
And, Key,
this goes to something that you – I'm not even going to talk about the injuries for a second. I want to say what this could lead to. Key, this goes to something you talk about a lot, the branding. Is it – are you buying the brand or the player, right? Think about a guy like Teddy Bridgewater. He was going to be a franchise quarterback. He was doing what young quarterbacks do, managing the situation on his way. He gets hurt, and because he wasn't a dynamic player, he is now a journeyman starter. He's a starting quarterback, and everyone knows it. He goes from team to team. He's not considered the franchise guy. Tua is not where Bridgewater was. He's behind where Bridgewater was. If the bloom comes off the rose and he loses that brand, he could wind up being a journeyman quarterback. And who knows if he could be a starter?
See, I don't know that. It's hard for me to say, because when I talk to certain people in the league that I know that make decisions on talent evaluating, some didn't have him as high as others. And I trust the ones that I trust. And when you look at it, you are at Alabama. He was a dynamic quarterback. But a lot of stuff get fluffed up at times as well. He comes in, he throws a hell of a touchdown pass to Devontae Smith to win the game after Jalen Hurts is benched at halftime. That carries him. And he continues to play well.
To now. It carries him to now.
Yeah, but the Alabama Crimson Tide could have still done the same things with Jalen Hurts thereafter.
Right.
It's not you see what I'm saying?
I do.
And so I always –
if that stuff gets exposed right now and people start thinking that way, he might not get his starting job back.
Well, you gotta think that way. When he came out in the draft, I had him at the bottom of the quarterbacks. And Justin Herbert at the top.
Well, another guy who was at the top.
Wait. Can you give me another dolphin sound? What was your dolphin sound? Since we're talking about Tua,
he gave us a cat and a horse.
My boy Chris Duhon was like, it sounds like a dolphin has the flu.
Well, I don't know. I guess. Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah, I can't remember. How would you do a dolphin? Jay, you do a dolphin. I know how to do a dolphin.
No, that was bad. I don't know.
That's what I tried.
I think
that was a little closer to Dolphin. Yeah. I have to admit it. All right, Trevor Lawrence, no quarterback since Luck, and maybe not even Luck, came out with the kind of hype that Trevor Lawrence came out with. Are you 0, 50, or to the max panic meter this season, Trevor Lawrence?
I'm a 50 on him. Mm-hmm. Because I understand he's a rookie. I understand that Urban Meyer's a rookie in a different situation than he was in college. He's still trying to figure a whole lot of things out. I've never been, this is the second coming of Peyton Manning. I've never said that about Trevor Lawrence. I think he will be as good as what they put around him to make him successful. But I don't think he is a guy that's going to put that team on his back and lead the charge.
So that's fair, because Key never thought of him that way. Jay, what about you? Most people did think this is a top, top, top flight prospect. Where's your panic meter with Trevor Lawrence?
I'll go 50. I think a lot who you're being coached by as well. And here's what I do know in college. You know, I was 95-13. I lost 13 games in my first 2.5-3 weeks in the league. Like, that does something to your mental state of mind, too, when you don't have the pieces around you and there's a lot of pressure on you. And every time there's a different college opportunity coming up, you're going to have your head coach's name flirting with it to a degree. That wears on you over time.
I'm to the max panicking on Trevor Lawrence for this season. I do not think this is going to be a good season for him and Urban Meyer and the Jags. Keyshawn Johnson, Zach Wilson, panic meter, 0, 50, or to the max.
I'm going to just say it's 0 at this point in time for the New York Jets people, because
surprised.
I want to give them an opportunity to do what they didn't do for Sam Darnold, which is build around him.
Don't panic.
Yeah, don't panic about it, because it's two games. They don't have any players. They signed Corey Davis, gave him big money. Everybody thought that this was going to be the guy that'll help Zach Wilson. It could be one of the pieces, because you certainly want a young receiver paired with a young quarterback so they can grow. Peyton Manning a la Marvin Harrison, then Reggie Wayne. As you continue to grow, hopefully Zach Wilson will get some of those same things. But if they do start bringing players in and he starts to look like that,
we're
going to all go to the max.
Jay?
Well, if he keeps throwing interceptions at this rate, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Key. I'll probably go to the max because of the market he plays in. And the more we see Sam Darnold ball out, the more every Jet fan and every media will take that story and they'll start that comparison. It's unfair. It's not right. But that's what people do.
What do I always say, though, Max? First year, give me nothing, whatever. Learn how to get to the coffee machine. Second year, okay. Find the weight room. Put the sugar in the coffee. We good. Third year, I need you to get the coffee, the weight room, the sugar, all that, and get my donuts. By the time you get the fourth year, somebody else should be doing that for you. We see that happening with Sam Darnold now in his fourth year. First, second year, and third year, and nothing good around him. But we see in his fourth year, will potentially be a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback at the end of the season.
But for this season, I'm all the way to the max on Zach Wilson, because, Key, something that you said, the ones who are successful early, the franchise puts their arms around them. This is not Zach Wilson's situation. It's not Trevor Lawrence's situation. Trey Lance, they're doing it right in San Francisco, actually. Justin Fields, they tried to do it right. Now there are injuries. I'm all the way to the max on Zach Wilson.
Forced in. Why are you trying to make my rookie Hazen last longer than my rookie year, man? You can have me getting donuts and stuff going into my third, fourth year in the league.
Yeah, your second year, you add to it.
That's some sly veteran stuff, though.
You just find the coffee. Your second year,
see, Max,
get a little more.
That's the sly veteran stuff.
Third year, you get a little bit more. Fourth year, you can find somebody else to do it for you, because you should be at the top of your game.
I am no longer bringing Krispy Kreme donuts to the facilities for your
Krispy
ass.
Krispy Kreme.
No more.
Krispy Kreme, you got. Don't come in just with
Wiggins
Krispy Kreme
to get
for
the
yourself,
chicken.
Though. Jay. All right.
The one you had this morning at 6 a.m.?
Jameis Winston, after a great week one and a bad week two, where's the panic meter, Key?
I'm not panicked at all. It's a 0.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a 0 on Jameis Winston. We'll worry about him midseason.
Jay?
I'm a 0, too. I still think that defense has a lot left in him. Did it look good last game? No, but second game under the center for him full time. Like, I'm willing to give him a pass.
And that interception he threw at the end, is 20 seconds on the clock. He just threw it up there. You know, it wasn't like he threw it deliberately to the other team.
I'm going to go 50. I agree with what you guys are saying, but there's such a small sample size of Jameis playing quarterback under these circumstances. I want to make sure that this is not a mirage.
Yeah, but he didn't play bad in the Carolina game at all. He didn't play bad in Carolina.
In the loss to Carolina.
No, he didn't play bad at all.
That's true.
Not at all.
That's true. He wasn't bad.
No.
All right. I might go to zero on Jameis. I'm looking ahead to Belichick. I think the Patriots are going to win that game. But, yeah, maybe. Big Ben panic meter key.
50. Oh, I'm sorry, Max.
Yeah.
Max, all the way to the end. I mean, the dude, he's older, man. He's 39 years old. He should be, this should be a farewell tour. The rocking chairs, the Bentley Rolls Royces parked at the end of the tunnel, Ben waving off. That's what it should be. He shouldn't be trying to figure out how to come back off injury to help the team. You can see it in how he is throwing the football. When people get around him, he can't get out the way. This is not Ben Roethlisberger of 8 years ago. We all know that. He's cooked. He's toast. I mean, he's done. I mean, good guy, good quarterback. His best years is way behind him, though, in all honesty. They really are.
I go, Max, I feel bad for Big Ben. It's like, you know, there's always some kind of injury that comes into it. Whenever somebody says, hey, this is probably my last go around, my last hurrah, it doesn't feel like it leads to them making the playoffs and them riding out on the white, beautiful horse.
My panic meter's to the max with Ben Roethlisberger, and it was before the season started. I thought he was the worst quarterback in the division, and because there's a lot of good quarterbacks in the division, but also behind an old, bad offensive line that got younger and probably worse. Do you think they're going to draft a running back that's going to change anything? He was dinking and dunking last year, all the way to the max on Ben Roethlisberger.
But the interesting thing is what will happen as the season goes on, and if they drop enough games to where it starts to look bleak in the playoffs, what do they do with Ben Roethlisberger? Do they just let him stay underneath the center? Or do they finally say, okay, we're getting ready to throw in a towel and we get ready to turn to Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph?
By the way, Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph, they don't have a succession plan? They should have a plan with a guy they've been grooming.
I'm not ready to give up on Dwayne Haskins just yet. He was drafted in the first round for a reason.
He didn't look great in the preseason, though.
He looked fine in the preseason. He wasn't bad in the preseason at all. He was not bad in the preseason. He might have had one bad game at the end, the last preseason game. Mm-hmm. But over the course of the preseason, he did pretty good.
Right, last one, guys. Carson Wentz, 0-50 or to the max key, panic meter.
50, because I don't know about his injuries. It's just like two ankles and his foot. Like, is he getting ready to be one of those dudes? ACL, which was a tough play against the Rams in L.A. when the year they went to the Super Bowl. But is he getting ready to be one of those guys that – nothing good happens to. Is he getting ready to be one of those guys? You know, all the talent.
Tyrod Taylor.
Got the look, got the talent, big, tall in the pocket. He can climb the pocket, pat the ball, slide with his feet, do all those things. But then in the end, we like, yeah, too bad. Mm. Is he going to be one of those?
I think he already is.
Yeah. I'll tell you, watching the replay in slow-mo, he's lucky it was just his ankle. His leg kind of snapped back. Like I thought it was going to be his knee potentially. But coming off – you know, off-season foot surgery, when you have dual ankle sprains, like that stuff you start to really worry about, especially for an O-line that struggles and the way he's gotten hit so many times. It doesn't seem like that's a algorithm set up for success.
I'm to the max, and let me tell you something. What I heard out of Philly was DeFilippo was the bad cop, which is what I think Carson Wentz needs, and Reich was the good cop. And without – like I just don't believe in the guy anymore. All right. That's the panic meter, or what's the panic meter, the question is, in Jacksonville after Urban Meyer's last comments. Jeff Darlington joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear. You for every mile on the road to greatness, Goodyear more driven.
See that audible we just ran, man, that was a clean audible
man,
there.
That was something special.
It sure was. I still don't know what happened to
Max
it.
Max throwing away the papers.
Weather looks nice down there in Miami, Jeff.
You
looks nice.
Else, Max.
Where you at, Matt? Where you at, John? John. Jeez.
Jeff.
Jeff. John Darlington.
John Darlington, ladies and gentlemen.
Where are you at, man? You in Jacksonville? You in Orlando? You in South Florida? Where are you?
That's downtown Fort Lauderdale right there.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, Las Olas, baby.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so Urban Meyer tells Vic Fangio that every week in the NFL is like playing Alabama. We're playing hot news or not news with you, Jeff. Is that hot news or not news?
Right. That's not news. Of all the awkward, clunky things that Urban Meyer has done since he was hired by the Jaguars, this one ranks at the bottom. It is like playing Alabama. If Matt Rhule stood behind the podium with the Carolina Panthers right now and said the exact same thing, we'd be like, yeah, you know, that's a good comparison from college to the pros, because there's just no margin of error when it comes to winning games in the NFL. That being said, everything's going to get scrutinized right now, what Urban Meyer says. So I get it, but it's not news.
Yeah, it's not news at all, Jeff. The funny thing about it is when I heard this, I was sitting back and saying to myself, when was the last time Urban Meyer, every single week, think about this, Jeff, every single week in his coaching career, he was favored or slightly, either slightly yeah. favored or favored for the most part of his coaching career. Every single damn game that he's going to be in, he knows he's probably going to lose. So it's going to feel like Alabama. Right. No question about it. When he get on that bus going to the stadium, Jay, he's sitting there going, oh, I'm taking another L.
Jeff, the reason why I say it's hot news is because, you know how it works. As soon as Urban Meyer says something like this and it gets out, you're like, how long does Urban Meyer last? How long does he last in NFL?
That's
like,
true,
when
man.
Do you want to call it quits? It naturally leads to that, Max.
Yeah, it's not news. It'll be hot news when Urban Meyer goes back to college. That's news, right. Matt Nagy saying Andy Dalton is the starter when healthy. Jeff Darlington, hot news or not news?
Man, it is hot news. And I say that only because in Chicago yesterday, you know, you get this great news that, you know, to Chicago fans that Justin Fields is going to be the starter. 1 minute later, oh, by the way, let me pour some water on that fun and let you know that Andy Dalton will get the job when he gets back. But I will say, I understand from the perspective of at least it doesn't put them in a situation where if Fields were to struggle a little bit, and we'll see. By the way, if Fields plays well, he's keeping the job. If he were to struggle a little bit, at least it's not going to be one of those situations where it was like Tua and Fitzpatrick last year with this awkward back and forth. You can fall back on the whole injury thing that you said before. But it's still hot news, man. Anything with Justin Fields getting the start, whatever comes from that is hot news right now.
Even though it's hot news, and even though we kind of could forecast, right, Jeff, that this was probably going to happen based on coming out of Sunday, You are absolutely right. I said the same thing that you said. He's the starting quarterback. If he struggles, he may go back to Andy, depending on what the struggle looks like. But if he's smooth-selling like we think he's going to, and they're winning games or losing games extremely close, I would think Andy Dalton could be looking for a new zip code.
Yeah, Jeff, how about this? Hot news.
Yeah.
If Justin Fields and the Bears find a way to beat the Cleveland Browns at Soldier Field in a shootout, Andy Dalton will not see the field again.
It's hot news.
Hell yeah.
Justin Fields.
No way. He's not
going to
see the field
again. Justin Fields, for this franchise, had a great quarterback in 70 years, whatever it is, for this franchise, waiting all these years for another Super Bowl since 85. It is hot news when a potentially great quarterback takes the ball to start for the first time. Kevin Stefanski not ruling out Odell Beckham Jr. for Week 3, Jeff Darlington. Hot news or not news?
Yeah, it's hot news, man, especially with Jarvis Landry going to the IR right now. So Landry's going to miss the next 3 games. It looks like Odell is on pace, on track to play in this game. Of course, the question becomes, how will his connection with Baker Mayfield be? You know, there's some optimism there from the standpoint that they've been working together a lot this offseason. It feels like there's some connection that's building. But I'll tell you, man, it's not about, when we look at that stat sheet on Sunday, it's not going to be about whether Odell has a ton of catches for a ton of yards. What you got to look at here is the efficiency. If Baker throws him 4 passes and he catches those 4 passes, that's a good sign, because what's been the problem is Baker forcing passes to Odell and them just kind of not being on the same page in that regard. It's all about efficiency with these two right now, not about putting up monster numbers.
Well, it's hot news in a couple ways. It's hot news because OBJ gets an opportunity possibly to get back on the field Week 3 when Landry is being removed for injury. On top of that, it's hot news for the Cleveland Brown fan base, because ever since they acquired OBJ, they've been starving for his attention. And now finally, he will be able to give them that attention solely as the main weapon in the passing game for the Cleveland Browns at a time when the Browns are good, opposed to when he got there, they were not good. So it's a little bit different now, and I'm sure everybody will feel good about it.
Yeah, first off, I want to clean up something so all the people in the Twitter sphere don't come at me. The game is in Cleveland, not at Chicago. On me, moving forward. I'll go hot news just because, look, when you think about what the ceiling of this team could be if OBJ and then find chemistry, right? If they find chemistry, then that's something different. That takes this team and it raises the ceiling.
I think it's hot news. I agree. So I think Odell could put him over the top, but it's 100% chemistry. He and Baker have not had it. They got to get it. And what Key said, without Jarvis Landry, they kind of need him now. Hot news or not news, quickly, guys. Tua being out this week with fractured ribs, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot news just from the standpoint that we really need to find out what Tua is as a quarterback. Can he be the franchise guy for the Dolphins? Now, is it hot news from the perspective that the Dolphins right now are some crazy? Perhaps not. But look, this was a guy who came out of this game. We thought, all right, maybe he could get back and play through the pain. But all of a sudden, Flores comes out and says, no, he's got fractured ribs, not just bruised ribs. You know, we got to see Tua back in there as soon as we can. And they got to protect him from himself, absolutely. But this is a guy with a lot on the line this season, a team that really needs to get an evaluation. So, yeah, Tua missing action this early on is hot news for the Miami Dolphins.
Thank you, Jeff. That will conclude this thrilling edition of Hot News or Not News. That's Jeff Darlington. Appreciate you, brother.
Jeff, who was that climbing through your window?
Yeah, guys.
Look behind you. Who was that climbing through your window?
People always, my friends always say they're going to jump back there one day. They're going to climb up this ladder right here and not tell me and all of a sudden just pop up.
All right, JD.
Aaron Rodgers admitting he's a little sensitive to people saying inflammatory things about him. We went over that. We're going to be talking more about it.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So a lot was made about one thing. Doc Rivers said on the show yesterday here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Here's what he had to say. Back after Game 7, Sixers were eliminated against the Hawks, and he was asked a question about Ben Simmons as a championship point guard, and here's what Doc said at the time.
Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
All right. So that's pretty straightforward. I don't know the answer to that question right now. The media interpreted that as, I think, is fair to infer that he meant, like, based on what I just saw, I couldn't tell you if he can win a championship or not. Here's Doc with us yesterday responding to a question about that.
Doc, I heard you build Ben up so much last year, but it seems like the one comment you made after you guys lost to the Hawks seems to be getting blown out of proportion. When the reporter asked you your thoughts on Ben Simmons, is he a championship-level PG? And you said, I don't know the answer to that. How do you feel about that?
No, that's not what I said, actually, Jay. This is one thing I'm glad you brought that up, because this is when narratives, and this is what makes our jobs hard. I actually said, when the guy asked, guys, I'm not answering that stuff right now. I don't even know how to answer that. So what I was talking about was not answering the question.
Wow.
It
had nothing
to
do with Ben. Yeah, but I said, it's funny, the next day, because my daughter, actually, Callie, called me and said, hey, you better clean that up. I know exactly what you were saying, but they're going on with a different narrative. So the next day, I did an impromptu press conference and said it again. I said, guys, for whoever's running this narrative, you know that's not what I was saying. Ben knows that. Rich Paul knows that. But, it's amazing how it gets started and it just takes a life of its own.
Doc, let's now I'm going to let you be real clear and simple for those that want to change the narrative and create the storyline for you and what comes out of your mouth. I'm going to simply just ask you this. Can Ben Simmons play for you and win a championship?
Yeah, all day. He just does so many things, man, that – it's funny. You guys heard me all year fighting for the kid.
So there's the answer. So the answer to that is Ben Simmons can play for him. Ben Simmons can play for him, and they can win a championship.
At least Doc thinks so.
That's what Doc believes.
All right, so let's break that down. And I do believe that Doc believes this, but there's levels to it, right? Because a couple months before that, they were all in to get James Harden. So – can they win a championship with Ben Simmons? Potentially. What else is Doc supposed to say when it feels like the 76ers and their backs are against the wall? But what are the chances of them winning a championship with a player that brings different capabilities to the table for the 76ers than Ben Simmons?
But I'm confused about why that's insulting to Ben Simmons. James Harden,
I never said it was insulting to him.
But I mean, like, they were all in to get James Harden. And what I hear is that might have been part of the problem. Like, why are you trying to move me? But respect to Ben Simmons, who Doc is a great defender, great passer, crazy handles for a 6'10" guy, et cetera, et cetera. James Harden has won an MVP, and every year he's in the MVP conversation. That he's a better player.
And that might be cool, but nobody wants to hear their name pushed out in the universe. It's just like you, Max. You don't want to hear your name being put out there, and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen, and you got to look the bosses in the face. Same thing with Jay. Jay don't want to hear his name out there, and then all of a sudden they got to come back to you and be like, hey, we were just having coffee with him. It's not that. Now you lose all trust, and no matter what they try to do to gain that trust back, it'll never be that way.
Plus, Key, they were the top team in the East at the time. They were fighting for that. So it's not like you're not in position to do that while you're hearing your name floated out there for other guys. And I know you say that, but there are other names out there that people are waiting for. Damian Lillard. People are trying to wonder what's going on in his situation. Was he okay with them hiring Chauncey Billups? Is he going to stay there? Bradley Beal in Washington, D.C. There are other players that are on the same kind of tier.
But the difference with that, what you're describing in Ben Simmons, is Dame Lillard can pick and choose and say what he want to say if he want to come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons didn't have that right to do that. They was picking and choosing for him.
But I'll say this. You got to also be honest with yourself at a certain point. Ben Simmons is an excellent player and a star. There are levels. He is not on James Harden's level.
Yeah, you do have to be honest with yourself and know that James Harden is the better player. But in the entire time when they're telling you, We're not doing that.
They're lying to your face.
It's a totally different situation. And I'm a dog too. So why would, just because James Harden coming, don't mean that I have to belittle my game and step down.
You know
even
what?
Though
you
I know what? He's an MVP.
If this is the issue with Simmons too, there's another issue. He does all these things at amazing levels. He doesn't even attempt a shot. Like, it's one thing to be the freak and say he needs to work on his shot. He's not a real threat, whatever. Simmons, I've never seen anything like it. He just won't shoot.
This is just my thinking about Ben, because I've watched him work out in the summertime. See, I think there's something there between Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And let me tell you why I think this way. a couple weeks ago when Joel Embiid extends that olive branch key, yes. It's the first time I've seen Joel Embiid do something like that. I actually praised him for it because this is the leader that you need to be. But that has not been the case between these two. Like, there have been so many reports about these guys not talking, these guys not hanging, these guys not having. And I'm not saying you need to be best friends with your teammates or somebody to win a championship, but it seems like they've been so far off. And now all of a sudden, when Ben wants to leave, now all of a sudden Joel is like, well, hey, we can win championships together. I think Ben looks at guys and seems like, I feel like some of you guys are frauds, and I don't want to be around that.
Do you think, and as the guy that played the NBA in Naismith, right?
I'm yes. saying right. Yes.
Award winner, you know it all, you do it all. Could he just be doing that because he doesn't want all the negativity to be like you forced Ben out of Philadelphia?
What do you mean?
Joel. Embiid. Could he be like,
oh, yeah.
Give me an olive branch.
He doesn't want to be.
He doesn't want to be the scapegoat. He doesn't want to be the bad guy.
Why the pressure is on one coach in the biggest game of the NFL weekend. Plus, Bruce Arians coming up next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Mack on ESPN Radio, heading to ESPN News.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Mack, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.